The Israeli military is calling on Palestinians in eastern parts of Rafah to move to what it calls a humanitarian area. It comes ahead of an expected military operation in the southern Gaza city. A military statement said posters, text messages, phone calls and media announcements would be used to encourage the gradual movement of civilians in the specified areas. In a separate statement, the Israeli Defense Minister said that action is required due to Hamas's refusals of mediated proposals for a truce under which the group would free some hostages. The army says around 100,000 people are being evacuated from East Rafah this morning. There are currently more than 1 million displaced Palestinians sheltering in Rafah. More accommodation is expected to become available later this week to assist asylum seekers who are currently don't have a place to stay. More than 70 tents are now pitched along the Grand Canal in Dublin. It comes days after more than 100 tents were moved from the International Protection Office in the city centre. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
An unprecedented number of asylum applicants are attending the International Protection Office in Dublin over the past week, seeking safe shelter. On one day, 200 people were expected to attend, but 290 actually turned up. It's understood that those who don't have accommodation are on a list, and fresh capacity is due to come on stream in two tranches this week. It's hoped that this new accommodation will resolve the problem of asylum seekers pitching tents along the Grand Canal in Dublin, at least for now. The issue is politically sensitive, given Taoiseach Simon Harris told the Dáil last week that what he termed makeshift shanty towns would not be allowed to develop again. The Social Democrats' TD Jennifer Whitmore said yesterday that the government could not continue to allow almost 1,700 international protection applicants to be without state-provided accommodation.
The Taoiseach Simon Harris will speak to the Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez this morning on the possibility of both countries recognising the state of Palestine. In recent weeks, Mr. Harris said that the time is coming close to formally recognise Palestine as part of an acknowledgement that a two-state solution is the way to bring about peace and stability in the region. The Taoiseach and Prime Minister Sanchez met in Dublin on this issue last month, and it's known that the leaders are keen to progress the issue shortly. The Chinese President Xi Jinping has arrived in France on his first state visit to an EU country in 5 years. Trade and the war in Ukraine are set to dominate his meeting today with French President Emmanuel Macron and EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen in Paris. The French President will try to persuade his Chinese counterpart to use his influence on Russia to encourage it to end its invasion of Ukraine. The Chinese president said he is prepared to work with Europe to resolve what he called the crisis in Ukraine. The number of people who've been killed by floods and mudslides in southern Brazil has raised to 78, with more than 100 people missing. Rescue workers are trying to reach residents trapped on rooftops in the city of Porto Alegre, the capital of the state of Rio Grande do Sul. Soldiers are setting up field hospitals after hundreds of patients had to be evacuated from regular hospitals. The Brazilian president has blamed the disaster on climate change. The governor of Rio Grande do Sul, Eduardo Leite, said the mass rescue operation had only started.
We still don't know what will be the total loss of life. Only now can we really count. As we start to reach more places, landslides made inaccessible. The number of dead is likely to rise a lot.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Self-building? Take efficiencies to new levels with a fully integrated Grant heating system. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Largely cloudy this morning with scattered showers along with some patches of mist and fog. Through the day, better sunny spells will develop with showers becoming isolated. Highest temperatures of 13 to 17 degrees.